Bye, Rick and Kathy. Drive safe. All right. And then we won't read this passage, Mark 5, 24 through 29. In the video, you heard it. This was the story about that woman. And a recap, the woman had spent all her life savings, debt, didn't have any more money. And during that time, she only grew worse. Her condition grew worse. She had a bleeding condition, which meant physically she had an issue, but secondly, religiously she had an issue. She couldn't, by ceremonial law, go into the temple. Third, she had a social issue. She had to stay away from everyone else. So as you heard that story, and as I kind of relayed some of those messages or some of the details of her to you just a moment ago, let's just practice here. Instead of listening, let's see. What thoughts do you think the enemy had planted in her mind as she made her way to touch Jesus? The Bible doesn't say, but let's just practice that. What do you think her mind, the bad thoughts were in her mind as she was approaching Jesus?
Hopelessness, hopelessness.
Okay.
am not worthy. I am not worthy.
Oh yeah. Excellent. Great. Jan.
I think, how can I lose things so fast? I think she was thinking of herself as just no good to anybody. Nothing. Just nothing would ever go right. But when she changed and decided to touch Jesus, him, her faith came out, and she was so determined and confident that it all turned around for her.
Yep. Excellent. I think you guys are right on it. Any other thoughts? What are those bad thoughts in her mind as she was going up to Jesus?
She must have had to put those bad thoughts away, or she would never have made it.
Exactly. Instead of listening to the enemy, what does the woman say to herself? This is in verse 28, and I'll look that up here.
Not me. Not me.
She says, for she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well, is what she says. Pretty incredible that she would have,
That much faith.
she really placed her thoughts on just touching Jesus, just getting in his presence and clinging to him, touching just his garment, the sleeve of his robe. What does that tell us that where our good thoughts can go?
Good thoughts.
I think if
Good
you,
thoughts.
it turns you around.
Yeah, Jan.
It
Jan, go ahead.
Our good thoughts can take us anywhere, and if we can keep them good, everything just kind of piles on everything, and confidence and contentment, it all comes out.
Yeah, good. I'd add, isn't there a component that, man, Jesus is a factor here? That as Christians, we should seek out any way that we can touch Jesus. How can you touch Jesus? Can you?
Prayer.
Prayer. Did I say at 11 o'clock, Holy Communion's being offered?
Holy Communion.
By the way, in our church, we believe in the real presence of Jesus. That's our teaching. Not fake, not symbolic. We actually believe that that is his action, his body and blood given for us. You are, in a sense, being touched by Jesus. Something to think about as we, how can we get good thoughts? You know what old Lutherans used to do? Maybe some of you have practiced this. They would fast the day before receiving Holy Communion. Anybody ever practiced that or seen, known someone who's done that?
Yeah,
I think the Catholics do that too. Well,
Yeah, Catholics do that. Yep. But
they
the
have
idea
communion in the
is
morning.
you're fixing your thoughts on touching Jesus, going up and I'm going to be there. That's a really good thing to think about.